To hear Governor Pat Quinn talk, he's in the thick of efforts to deal with Illinois' pensions. The state's retirement systems rank as the worst funded in the nation. He has said he was put on this earth to solve what he said is the biggest crisis facing the state. After the General Assembly failed to get it done during the regular session that ended in May, Quinn called lawmakers back to Springfield in late June to form a special bipartisan committee made up of an equal number of members from the House and Senate to break the gridlock.
So now is the time, the moment in history, this is the moment to resolve and solve this pension challenge. And so I'm prepared to work with the good members of this conference committee and their leaders to get it done.
But it appears he's taken a more hands-off approach.
Well, I personally have had no interaction with him on a personal level at all.
That's Senator Matt Murphy of Palatine speaking last month. He's one of four Republicans on the committee. He clarifies Quinn did call him way back in June when he was first appointed to the panel to thank him for serving on it.
But other than that initial outreach, which contained no substance either, he really has not been an active partner in this process at all, or an inactive partner, frankly. He's really been a non-entity.
It's a similar story for Republican Representative Jill Tracy.
Initially, the governor had called all of us personally and said, you know, I'm going to be there. We're going to get this worked out. It's got to be done. That was very good. But that, it just dead space since then.
Likewise, Senator Bill Brady says Quinn has not been helpful.
Reached out to him a couple times, and we've asked his office to have him come to a couple meetings, and no response.
Granted, that's coming from Republicans, and one could argue that Brady and Tracy especially have a vested interest in making Quinn, a Democrat, look bad. Brady's trying to take Quinn's job. He's running for the GOP nomination for governor, and Tracy's the running mate of another GOP candidate for governor, Senator Kirk Dillard. But at the committee's three-month mark, members of the governor's party also said they had had little to no interaction with him. Here are Democratic Representatives Mike Zalewski and Elaine Nekritz and Senator Daniel Biss.
I know I haven't had a meeting with him about pensions. I don't know that other members have either since the conference committee was formed.
It's been so long since I've spoken with the governor, I can't remember when it was. I think it was probably back in June.
Well, he called me to thank me for accepting the appointment when it was first made in June. And we had a very nice conversation for about 2 minutes. And I suppose I've bumped into him at a few events, and we've shaken hands since then.
Biss and Nekritz say the conference committee has done fine without a steady presence from Quinn. That's where Democrats begin to diverge a bit. Here's Senator Linda Holmes.
He has not attended any of our meetings.
Do you see that as a problem?
Yes. I think as the executive, it would have helped to have him there and feel that he played a little more of a leadership role.
After all, Holmes says, Quinn will ultimately have to sign a pension overhaul into law. Holmes says it's not enough that Quinn's budget director, Jerry Sturmer, testified at one of the committee's early public meetings back in July.
Who basically just said what the governor wants is comprehensive pension reform, and we could get very little detail out of him.
At the time, the chairman of the conference committee, Senator Kwame Raoul, was frustrated with Sturmer and Quinn. Raoul says things have changed since that tense moment.
There has been progress as to how we've communicated.
Raoul says he's periodically met with Sturmer to update him on the committee's activities and to get the governor's temperature.
I have had what I need in terms of communication and getting signals from the governor's office. I don't necessarily need, you know, to feel coddled or anything by the governor. I have to have a daily meeting directly with the governor. I imagine he has other things to tend to.
In recent weeks, however, it appears Quinn has taken a more active role with the conference committee. He's met with some of the committee's members and has more meetings scheduled.
Well, I've had good conversations with them, and I've seen a lot of information that they've put forth, and I think they made progress.
Representative Zalewski, for instance, can no longer say that he has not talked with Quinn about Illinois' retirement system since June.
There's been a engagement from the governor's office to a certain extent in the last couple of weeks where, you know, everyone sort of realizes we're moving towards a resolution in short order, and to the extent we can and have everyone's help and in making that happen. We're always looking for a helpful hand.
Quinn's press team takes umbrage with the notion he hasn't been involved from the onset and says the governor's office has been there since the beginning. Regardless of whether the governor has been as involved as he claims to have been, the consensus on the committee seems to be that it might not have made a difference. Once again, Republican Senator Murphy.
In a general sense, with an issue that's this difficult politically, it would really be helpful to have the weight and credibility of the office of the governor heavily involved in crafting the solution. Unfortunately, the current governor has not been held in terribly high regard in the General Assembly, frankly, by members of either party. And so I don't know how much assistance he would be able to, frankly, provide.
And either way, it's doubtful the governor's involvement, or lack thereof, will hurt him. If a deal is reached, he takes credit for the achievement. If lawmakers fail to come up with a plan, Quinn can continue his attack on them, having distanced himself just enough. Neither a bad outcome for a governor trying to win re-election. I'm Amanda Vinicky.